The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Well, as always, Barry White joins us to give us a resume of where we're at. I suppose the latest number of cases last night, an increase of over 200, but not as big as the previous increase.
Hi, Ivan. Good evening. Yeah, well, we'll be getting out the next daily update from the Department of Health at around 5:30 this evening. But people seeking testing for coronavirus will have to display two major symptoms now rather than one before they are referred, following a major change in how those deemed suitable for testing are selected. Patients will have to show fever and at least one sign of respiratory disease, such as cough or shortness of breath, before they can be referred for testing under a change recommended by the National Public Health Emergency Team. The latest figures on the number of positive cases, as I say, will be released later this evening.
What's that bird in the background?
Bird? It must be just outside my window.
Yeah,
can you hear that?
Yeah, no, we can hear it clearly. It's a lot more entertaining than you are, Barry, for God's sake. So it's out the window. I thought you had a little budgerigar or something there in your kitchen. No, a lot of people said to me, wait till you see, Ivan, there won't be 15,000 cases by the end of March. Even Leo is now acknowledging that.
Yeah, I suppose firstly, that 15,000 figure was said to be the worst case scenario. And Leo Varadkar has said now this afternoon that that estimate was based on a 30% daily increase. But with the current average daily growth rate of 25% per day, we're probably going to have closer to around 6,000 confirmed cases at the end of the month. And I suppose another positive, Ivan, is that the majority of positive cases now, we're being told, are having less and less contact with other members of the public. So it seems that this advice of social or physical distancing, as they're calling it now, I think it is getting through to most people.
Okay, and we'll wait and see, because it's usually a fortnight lag between measures and the spread of the disease. Now, yesterday, when I was speaking to Steve Cummins and Ian Power about youth and desperate behaviour of this coronavirus challenge, whereby people were spitting on it, I had texts in saying that I was an ignorant oaf stirring up intergenerational rows and demonising young people. Tell us about the story with Simon Harris.
Yeah, well, I think unbelievably, Ivan, as you say, there's been more than one report of this internet challenge of coughing on people or sneezing on people as they walk by. And Simon Harris has called the prank disgusting. He actually says that it actually happened to him while walking to the department's office yesterday. Meanwhile, a man in his late teens has been arrested in Waterford in connection with this behaviour as well. Minister Simon Harris says he wants people to be put this into perspective.
Just think if it was your own granny, granddad, mother, father, your own friend with an underlying health condition like cystic fibrosis. And you know, the Irish people have been absolutely amazing in relation to this national challenge that we're all going through. But anything that takes off in relation to that on social media will have to be dealt with.
Yeah, I rest my case. Now, there's been a lot of sneaky activity in relation to the terms and conditions of small print on insurance policies saying, no, COVID-19 claims will not be payable, disruption of business. There's been calls for the central bank who oversee the insurance industry to step in.
Yeah, the Alliance for Insurance Reform has written to the central bank governor urging them in its consumer protection rule to address a standoff between businesses and the insurance industry over those claims for loss of earnings as a result of coronavirus. Companies that have business interruption cover are being told they're not eligible for compensation because they were not legally forced to close by the government or because an employee had not contracted the virus on their premises. A director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, Peter Bowles, says many businesses will not be able to reopen again if they don't receive payouts.
What we expect the insurers to do is do the right thing. For all the publicans, restaurants and other businesses that did the right thing in closing down. And as it stands, there's a stone wall has been erected in that the insurers have declined to engage on this issue. And we need better than that from them.
If the insurance companies don't engage, if some payouts are not made to hospitality businesses, could it be the case that these businesses may not be able to open again.
Absolutely, yes. That is the reality of it.
Yeah, grim. And we'll be coming back to another impact in relation to COVID claims in the event of fatalities with doctors shortly, which is rather incredible. Now, someone sent me this morning on WhatsApp this Conor McGregor speaking to a camera saying that we need lockdown now. And I thought, what the hell is this about? Pascal is to blame for this, is he?
Well, he's not to blame, but he's responded to Conor McGregor on Twitter after he posted this video. Probably the strangest interaction we've seen in Ireland during this pandemic to date. So Pascal Donoghue messaged the UFC fighter asking him to encourage young people to maintain social distancing. McGregor shared screenshots of the messages on Twitter where he said he would use his social media platform to speak to young people. And I think Pascal Donoghue was getting a bit of abuse on social media today, Ivan, saying he shouldn't be interacting with Conor McGregor. But we heard there about this online challenge of young people coughing and people who are walking past. Maybe, just maybe, they might actually listen to someone like Conor McGregor. You never know.
Right. Now, Northern Ireland, how are things?
Well, 7 people have now died from coronavirus in Northern Ireland. Another 2 deaths confirmed there this afternoon. So a total of 13 across the island. In the north, there's now a total of 209 positive cases of the disease in the region. But I was just looking at the figures. To date, only 3,400 people have been tested in the north. The Health Minister, Robin Swan, has said there's going to be more tests carried out. I know in the UK as a whole, they're not testing probably anywhere near enough, but the north is really lagging behind when you compare it to the rest of the UK. And I think that almost shows just how neglected they are as a region, because I don't think that the testing in the north is a priority for Westminster at the minute.
All right. Now, London, we're going very shortly to John Oxford. The commuters there are still packing in. I think the decision to restrict the number of tube trains has had it. But perhaps the most interesting thing from the UK is my good friend Prince Charles has not taken my advice about stopping shaking those wretched hands that are pressed in front of him. He's gone down with it.
Yeah, Prince Charles tested positive. The 71-year-old was displaying mild symptoms of COVID-19. They say his health remains good, and I'm sure it'll be pretty easy for him even to socially isolate himself.
What about a mummy?
I think the Queen, I'm reading, has been isolating for the past fortnight, so I don't think Prince Charles was in contact with his mother, and I think Camilla has to undergo a test as well. You mentioned the pictures of the packed London Underground, Ivan. There was more pictures posted on social media today, but a number of major construction sites have confirmed that after today they will halt work in London for the foreseeable future. So that should ease pressure in the underground there. And these commuters told Sky News today what it was like getting to work on public transport this morning there.
I think yesterday I felt a little bit like, I'm not sure if people are listening, but today, definitely this morning, it does. So I don't know if something's changed overnight.
I was a bit worried about going to work since there's so many people gathered together. We have to touch a fingerprint entry thing to go in, so I'm quite happy that I've been sent home today.
On the way back yesterday, after a long and tiring day at the hospital, my partner and I both work at the hospital. We had to keep standing and changing seats. You don't want to sound like you're victimising other industries, but it's clearly a lot of construction workers who are still travelling to site. And I don't think, as health workers, we take the 2-metre rule really seriously. And I don't think other people are, because they're just sitting next to each other on the train. So it's quite stressful.
Okay, those commuters on London Tube concluding that report from Barry White. Today's summary of COVID developments.